Welcome to Fearless Dentistry, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of dentistry with your fearless host, Dr. John Gordon. Dr. Gordon will fearlessly guide you through the evolving landscape of dentistry. Get ready to embrace the fearless mindset and revolutionize your dentistry practice. This is Fearless Dentistry with Dr. John Gordon.
Welcome to this episode of Fearless Dentistry Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. John Gordon. Last week, we talked about the problem that a lot of dentists have is I am not closing enough large cases. I want to do more large case dentistry, but I'm just not able to close the sale. It's a universal problem. And as I shared last week, there's really kind of a simple answer. But once we dig deeper into the answer, there is a lot that goes into it beyond the initial answer of absolutely, you can learn to sell more large cases. As an analogy, I use the Indiana Jones leap of faith close to the end of the movie in the Final Crusade, where Indiana Jones is obviously in pursuit of the Holy Grail. He's been working at this for a number of years in the movies. So he's coming out of this mountain and he comes to a cliff in the mountain, which it's just right there. As soon as he emerges, boom, there it is, a huge chasm. And it's about 30 feet wide. And on the other side of the chasm, the journey continues for the pursuit of the Holy Grail. And his father lays dying on a table, and one of his partners, Indiana Jones' partners, is standing on the other side of the chasm, which crosses a deep, deep abyss, encouraging him to take the first step of the leap of faith. Now, the analogy that I drew with this is that Indiana Jones, in this case, is your patient. Indiana Jones has been studying his map, which I'm going to call your patient holding the treatment plan. They haven't agreed yet to the treatment plan. They have it in their hands and they're studying it. They want to get to the other side of the chasm because that's where the finalization of the case, they have their new smile and the realization of the dream of their new life is to occur for them. I think that's a really good analogy that we can use because it is so very true. Our patients come to us with a lot of fear, apprehension, concern, hesitation, and moving from where they are at right now presently with their smile and moving into an unknown. We talked about that last week. So what I'd like to do is let's figure out what that person on the other side, what type of an individual that person needs to be to coax, encourage, give that patient confidence to crossing that chasm. What I'd like you to do first, though, is pause just a moment, and I know this is something that we're really not supposed to do, I want you to pause. I want you to go to YouTube and search for Leap of Faith Indiana Jones and watch that clip. It's only about a minute and 20 to a minute and 30 seconds long. And then when you're finished with that, come back and we'll continue with this episode of Fearless Dentistry Podcast. Okay, I hope you enjoyed the clip. And as you were watching the clip, I hope you had in mind and you were thinking in terms of the patient and you, the doctor, being on the other side of the chasm, and you're encouraging the patient to come across and take that leap of faith. And instead of the patient being Indiana Jones, put yourself in position of being Indiana Jones, and you're staring at the abyss, and you're looking across the chasm, and you know what is on the other side of the chasm for you personally. But in your mind, what I would like for you to do, and this is an assignment, is create the avatar of the person on the other side that is encouraging you. And what does that person on the other side of the chasm need to be? And what do they need to say? And how do they need to act in order for you, the doctor, to come across and take that first leap of faith, the first step of the leap of faith across that chasm, knowing and hoping that the invisible bridge truly is there. What does that person need to be? Build that avatar. So pause again for a moment and spend whatever time you need to build that avatar to where you can sit back and go, this is the person that I know that I can, without question, respect and honor, and they can coach me across this abyss. So go ahead and pause for a few minutes and build that avatar. And then when you're done, come back and let's start again. Okay, welcome back. And I hope you have a really clear picture of what that person needs to be to coax you across that chasm. Now, the person that you just built, the avatar that you just described, that's what you need to become. So we have a very clear picture. One other little assignment with this is take that avatar, go into the mirror in your bathroom, stand in front of that mirror, and tell yourself that that's who you are. And while you're there, do one other thing. Be very critical of yourself and ask yourself, where am I at today? Don't be critical in a negative way, but be very critical in understanding who you are today, where you are at, what are the deficiencies, and what do you see yourself as not owning, but realizing what you do need to learn to own to become that avatar, and have a conversation with yourself. And the reason I'm encouraging you to do this in front of the mirror is because the person in the mirror cannot lie to the person that you are. If you've never done this before, it's a really strong exercise because you look yourself straight in the eyes and no one knows you better than you. And you cannot fib or lie to yourself when you stare in the mirror. So here you are. Let's go back to the Indiana Jones. The patient's on the other side of the chasm. Here you are, the doctor on the other side. You're encouraging them to take that first step of the leap of faith. Now, here we are in the consultation room. You have presented them a treatment plan. The treatment plan you co-diagnosed with the patient, so they have ownership in this treatment plan. So it's something that they believe in and they want, and they know they need. You know they need it, and you want that for them. But there's still some element that is missing. You, the doctor, when you're encouraging this patient to take that first step of the leap of faith, are you going to pull out an articulator and start going through lateral excursions and explaining the importance of solid foundational occlusion with proper anterior guidance? Are you going to pull out a full mouth survey? Are you going to pull out your ICAT? Are either one of those components going to be important for them to make that first leap of faith across that abyss? No, that's not going to work. The one element, the one single element that all of us need is we need to experience trust in the person on the other side of the chasm. We need to implicitly, 100%, confidently trust that individual that's encouraging us to take that first step and trust that they know with total certainty that that invisible bridge is there. You need to be able to look across the chasm, look into their eyes, and appreciate that they are telling you the truth. That person needs to be someone that your patient trusts. Back in 1997, I had an experience. My wife and I, and we took four of our children to Tony Robbins' Unleash the Power Within program on a weekend down in Palm Springs, Florida. And it was a great experience. We met and started the program on a Friday afternoon at 6, and it ended Sunday afternoon, I think about 4. And we started the seminar, the weekend program, at 6 o'clock, and Tony Robbins got up and started speaking immediately. And if you've ever seen Tony Robbins, he's an imposing person physically and also imposing in the way that he speaks and delivers his message. So for the next 6 hours, we sat there listening to Tony speak to us. And in that 6-hour time frame, what he was doing was he was framing us. He was speaking to us with purpose. He was guiding and directing us, giving us principles. He was exercising his need and his element to gain trust in him. We had no idea that we were going to be walking across about a 15 to 18 length bed of red hot coals. About a quarter of midnight, he broke the news to us, and my wife and I looked at each other and said, "Oh my God, what have we gotten ourselves into here?" And so Tony Robbins, to that point in the whole evening, was framing our mind, positive thought process, you know, our mindset, that we can control our outcome with a positive, determined, confident mindset. And so we broke, we went outside, and it was about 12:30 at night when we all gathered in front. I mean, this parking lot had probably 30 different lines of hot coal beds, because there was probably, I think there was about 5,000 people that attended this. And so they needed a lot of hot coal beds. The hot coal beds were about a yard wide, and as I mentioned, about 15 to 18 feet long enough that it wasn't something that you were going to cross real quickly, but nonetheless, it was going to challenge every bit of your courage. And that was the intent and the purpose of it. Mary and I got in line, and there was a line of about 20, 25 people, and we were about 6, 7, 8 people back. And lo and behold, the leader in our particular line happened to be Tony Robbins himself. So I watched the other people in front of me go through the process, and it came my time. I walked up to Tony, and you know, I'm 5'7", and I think he's about 8'10". Not really, but that's what he seems like. He's a tall fella, and again, very well-built, muscular. He has a voice that is unmistakable in its tone and its determination in speaking with you. So I walked up, and he asked me what my first name was, and I told him John. And he said, "John, you are going to be able to do this. You are going to be able to walk across this hot coal. Do not hesitate. Do not question yourself and your ability to do this. You have got this. Are you ready?" He told me, "Look at the other side. Do not stare at the coals. Do not stop. Do not question yourself at all as you're going across this. Look at the other side and walk with intentional purpose. Do not walk slowly, but do not run." And then he asked me, "Are you ready?" And he looked me straight in the eyes, and he popped his fist and said, "Go." And without question, at that point, I knew I had the confidence. I knew I had the courage. I knew I had what it took to start walking across that bed of hot coals. Now, let me give you a little bit more of a background here. About one or two people in front of me, I noticed that the coals had started to, they weren't quite as red and hot as they initially were when we gathered in front of them. And so here I'm observing two big wheelbarrows that are filled with red hot coals. They came to my coal bed and they put the coals on top. And when you put coals like that on top, they go from red to almost red white. And so that bed of coals, as I was getting ready to walk across it, was re-energized with a lot of red hot, almost white hot energy. And it's like, oh my gosh, what else can we do here with this? That is going to put a little bit of fear and hesitation into me. But nonetheless, with that and with this in mind, again, I knew that I could do this and I knew that I had to do it. So Tony Robbins popped his hands and off I went. As I was walking across the bed of coals, I kept my mind and my eyes on the other end of the bed of coals. I didn't stop. I didn't hesitate. The remarkable thing about it is I really didn't feel the heat underneath my feet. I just kept going, knowing that on the other end was the prize. And the prize was that I did something that was tremendously challenging, that I never imagined and even thought that I would ever attempt to do. But once I was exposed to this challenge, I was able to do it. And so, like, I was standing there in Tony Robbins, I was at the chasm. And the chasm was the white bed of coals. The other end was the reward, and the reward was pride, joy, enthusiasm. It was the feeling that I can challenge myself with enormous opportunities or risks and know that I can do them, that I can buck up, I can muster up the courage, the faith in myself, the self-confidence. I can do what I need to do. I can figure it out. I can get to the other side. And once I'm on the other side, I can be proud and I can take that emotion that I'm feeling and know that I can recreate that anytime I need to face any enormous challenge that faced me. So I'm not going to ask you to walk across the bed of coals, but what I'm going to ask you to do is to figure out who you need to become so that you're that Tony Robbins type figure and you can look your patient straight in the eye with courage and you can gain their trust. That is the one big thing that you need to learn to do is to gain trust. So here's your homework. Build that avatar of the person that you need to have in front of you that is going to be the leader, that is going to gain the trust and the confidence in you that will be able to encourage you to take that first step of the leap of faith in moving forward. Then that's the person that you need to become in order for you to face your patients in your treatment consults and the consultation appointment to get your patients to trust you to take that first step of the leap of faith in the treatment process with you. The other thing is to really analyze very carefully where you are at and what is the difference between who you are right now and who that person is that you need to become and start working on that. Now, change does not occur overnight, and it's going to seem a little awkward at first for you to try to display that individual, that powerful avatar at first. As I mentioned, it's going to feel awkward at first to do that. But the more that you do this, the more comfortable you're going to become, and you're going to become that leader, and you're going to find the cases starting to close. For the number one reason is those patients are going to learn to trust you. So trust is the major element that you need to gain from the patient. Next week, we're going to talk about episode 3 of this series. What are the main elements that you need to do to gain trust? As you're sitting across the table from the patient opposite you, what do you need to do? Who do you need to become? I'm going to fill in some of the space with you on some key elements that will help you gain the trust of your patient. So I hope you've enjoyed today. You've got some homework to do. It'll be fun homework. This will help you. This will definitely help you. And the reason I know why is because this is what I went through in gaining the confidence in the person that I needed to become to help persuade my patients for their benefit of taking that first step of leap of faith across the abyss in the large chasm to the other side, which is their dream, their new life. So I hope you've enjoyed today. Go and follow me and share with your friends and your colleagues. Have them come forth and spend a little time with me on this podcast, and let's get better together. Let's become the great entrepreneurs in the dental industry that we were meant to become. This is your host, Dr. John Gordon.
Thank you for joining us on Fearless Dentistry with Dr. John Gordon. Stay fearless, keep pushing boundaries, and continue making a lasting impact in dentistry. Subscribe for more fearless conversations. Until next time, keep spreading smiles.